White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. August 3, 1903. My dear son, Willie, we received your letter this morning, Sunday, and we're very glad to hear from you. I received also a very encouraging letter from Elder Daniels. We must have faith. We must walk by faith and pray as we walk and as we work. Friday was a very busy day for me. I wrote many letters. In the afternoon, we received a telephone message asking whether I would speak at the sanitarium on the Sabbath. I promised that I would. The chapel was full, as usual, of interested listeners. Among the others present was one very intelligent-looking man by the name of Gomez, from the West Indies or from some country of South America. He sat well forward in the congregation, and the interest with which he listened was inspiring. Occasionally, when I made a point, he would respond by a nod of the head. There were a number of patients present, and the report is that they were much interested in and encouraged by the words spoken. I spoke from Isaiah 56, verse 1 to 7. The Lord was present, and I received grace for grace. The points that I presented were deeply impressed upon my mind. I seemed to gather new ideas as I went along. While feeding others, I myself was fed. Yes, I feasted. The Lord Jesus came graciously near, and many were moved to tears. One elderly gentleman was deeply affected. He occupies a high position in the city. He has Sabbath free and quite frequently spends Sabbath at the sanitarium. After the meeting was over, he said he was very glad to have been present. One mental patient, a man, was present. Dr. Evans told me today that this man was much pleased with what he heard and that the discourse helped him. Still others, who were desponding, were helped. It helps me a great deal to break the bread of life to others. I feel it my duty to speak on the Sabbath whenever I am able. I'm sending you two letters written to Elder Jones. They have not as yet been sent to him. If you see anything in them that you think would better be left out, I hope that you will feel free to use your judgment. There are some things which, though quite true, it might not be best to present now. We must be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I am of good courage. The Lord came very near to me at our Friday evening season of worship. Oh, how my soul longs to see Jesus. I love him, and the precious promises of his word warm my soul. I feel a love for him burning in my heart, such as I felt many times in 1843 and 1844. Last Sabbath, the Lord did indeed speak to me, and my heart was filled with joy. I realized the meaning of the words, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. John 15, verse 11.